This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand. Here in the United States, nearly 18% of Americans do not have health insurance. Compare that with Germany. The number there, 0.2%. As part of NPR's series on healthcare, Megan Collins Sullivan found that that number makes a huge difference in treatment.
If you're uninsured in Washington, D.C., you could try to get an appointment at La Clínica del Pueblo. There are four doctors. It's open 8:30 to 5, 5 days a week, and it stays open late on Wednesdays. But it's always fully booked.
At our busiest days, I'd say that we usually have 50 or 60 patients coming through. The waiting room is often packed.
The director of the clinic is Dr. Meredith Josephs. She says that only a quarter of the people who walk into the clinic without an appointment get seen.
We are still, unfortunately, turning folks away.
Dr. Josephs works 11-hour days and still goes home frustrated.
It's definitely emotionally difficult sometimes. I sort of try and live life sort of focusing on the ones that I can help. And, you know, I'm kind of cold-hearted towards the others, because if I were to spend my time trying to figure out how to serve all the people who can't get in the door, I think I would just go crazy.
Dr. Josephs isn't alone. There are 10 free clinics like this in Washington, D.C., dedicated to caring for uninsured patients, and thousands more across the United States. The story is very different in Germany, where there are only 8 free clinics for the uninsured in the whole country.
Hello, guten Tag. Mein Name ist Rika.
Dr. Herbert Brecker is beginning his day at the Malteser Clinic for the Uninsured in Cologne. This is a small, 3-room clinic, a tiny office, exam room, and waiting area attached to a private charity hospital. It's 9 a.m. Dr. Brecker looks out the window and checks the waiting room for patients.
No, it's empty.
There's nobody.
He sits at his desk, makes some calls, and gets some paperwork done. 15 minutes later, his first patient shows up.
Wie lange wissen Sie von dem hohen Blutdruck?
The patient is a middle-aged man suffering from vertigo. He's one of only 2 German citizens who come into the clinic this day. That's because almost all Germans have health insurance.
So, Herr Arendt, pass mal auf.
Dr. Brecker sends the man home with a referral to get additional tests. Now Dr. Brecker has some more downtime.
I take a quick look to see whether somebody arrived meanwhile. But I see it's empty. I look out the windows and I don't see anybody, so nobody's coming.
Dr. Brecker pours himself a cup of coffee. He explains why the man is uninsured. All Germans, he says, can get medical insurance through their employers. This man didn't qualify. He was self-employed. For a while, he bought insurance on his own. Then as he got older, it became too expensive. Dr. Brecker tells us that kind of problem won't last much longer. Germany has passed a law that will get people in that situation covered by health insurance. It will take effect next year. Brecker says people who have no insurance in Germany are usually living in the country illegally. That's who most of his patients are.
You can see whether people are from Germany, Turkey, Romania, Germany, Morocco, Romania, German, Bosnia, Romania, Poland, Costa Rica, Nigeria. Business.
Late in the day, 2 people show up at once. A Romanian woman pleads for medicine for her husband, and a frantic American walks in. Dr. Brecker greets him at the door.
Hello, my name is Herbert Brecker.
Yes.
Dr. Brecker. And you're American?
Yes, I have a cardiac condition. I'm not insured.
The man's name is Michael Davis. He's nervous that Dr. Brecker will turn him away.
I had a double bypass.
Yeah. And your age? How old are you?
35.
Davis says he suffered a massive heart attack in Germany last summer while on vacation. He spent a couple of weeks in the hospital. They told him he would have to have bypass surgery. He flew back to the U.S. and saw a cardiologist.
The cardiologist said right then and there, we must admit you. If we let you leave, liability-wise, we could be in serious trouble because we know that you're just a walking time bomb.
So he had the surgery right away, but he didn't have insurance. His employer didn't offer coverage for part-time workers like him.
I was never offered the opportunity to be able to get some type of health care, whether it was either I even pay into it or whether it was supplemental.
He says he's still dealing with more than $50,000 in bills from his heart attack in Germany and bypass surgery.
Medicaid is supposed to cover the hospitalization and the bypass from the United States, but Medicaid's saying that I made too much money, even though I didn't work from April until September, and I've gone through so much of an ordeal because of it.
Davis is now living in Germany, and he hopes to get a job and get married to his German partner soon. Then he'll have health care coverage, but those bills won't go away.
Der Blutdruck ist gut.
Dr. Brecker examines Davis. then sends him for additional tests.
Look, what I try to do, I refer to the service of this hospital. Mm-hmm. They give an appointment for an echocardiogram and a stress EKG, which I think is very important to see how much your left ventricle is damaged.
Okay, great. Okay. Great, thank you so much.
Okay.
Davis's shoulders drop, and he leans against the counter. You can see him relax.
I wasn't expecting to be treated like this, let alone to get such immediate care as quickly as this occurred. I'm actually shocked right now.
At 2 p.m., Dr. Brucker closes up shop for the day.
Oh, that's about time now. We close.
So by the end of the day, Dr. Brucker's seen 8 patients, given them treatment, medicine, and referrals to the specialists they need. It's a situation Dr. Meredith Josephs at La Clinica del Pueblo in Washington can hardly imagine.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah, I wish I could say it were the same here.
Megan Collins-Sullivan, NPR News.